Olúwa fi ìbùkún fún yín. Bàbá gbé orúkọ yín ga. Olúwa kìí ṣe nípa ipá tàbí agbára tiwa. Bí kò ṣe nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀. Orúkọ Jésù Olúwa gba ọ̀pẹ wa.
Amen.
Olúwa tún ti dúró lónìí. A wà níwájú rẹ̀, a fẹ́ gbọ́ gbogbo ètò tún fẹ́ sọ fún wa. Pàápàá bó ṣe ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìgbé ayé kírísítẹ́nì tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú àgbélébó. Ìgbé ayé tàgbélébó ti kírísítẹ́nì ó ṣe pàtàkì, ó ṣe kókó, ó sì fẹ́ kí a tẹnumọ́ ká sì fi sí ọkàn wa. Torí pé ìta ń gbé nìsín ó dàbí ẹni pé ó ti yàtọ̀. Olúwa gbàdúrà púpọ̀ ràn wá lọ.
Amen.
Kí òye kó lè yé wa.
Amen.
Olúwa wá ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Amen.
Má jẹ́ ká gbọ́ lágbọ́ nù Olúwa.
Amen.
Fi orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ fún wa bàbá.
Amen.
Ká lè ṣe ètò fẹ́.
Amen.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Mo kí wa pé a tún kó àbọ̀ sí ìpàdé tí ó ṣe yìí.
I welcome us to this month's meeting.
Mo mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ti bùkún fún wa dáadáa ní oṣù tó kọjá.
I know that God blessed us greatly last month.
Oṣù yìí náà sì ré, a ti ń tún retí ìbùkún Ọlọ́run.
This month also we have been expecting the blessing of God.
Wọ́n ti béèrè lọ́wọ́ wa kí ni nǹkan tá a kọ́ ní oṣù tó kọjá.
We've been asked what we learned even last month.
A sì ti jọ tuntun sọ pẹ̀lú ara wa.
And we have considered this even with ourselves.
Mo ń gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́ pé a ó rí oore ọ̀fẹ́ gbà.
I'm believing God that we shall obtain grace.
Láti lè ṣe tí ìwé mímọ́ ń sọ fún wa.
To be able to do what the scripture is telling us.
Ìgbé ayé ti àgbélébó.
The Christian life of the cross.
Ṣé ẹ rí tí kírísítẹ́nì bá ní òun ní ṣe kò tíì dé góńgó ibi tí kírísítì fẹ́ kó dé.
If a Christian refuses to practice it, he hasn't got to the level Christ wants him to be.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti kún pẹ̀lú wa.
As shared with us.
Mo fẹ́ kí a rántí pé.
The man of God wants us to remember that.
Nígbà tí Jésù.
When Christ.
Tó sọ pé ó parí.
When he said it is finished.
Lórí àgbélébó ni.
It was on the cross.
Tí a ó bá gbé ìgbé ayé kírísítẹ́nì tó yanrantí tó yege.
We are going to live a Christian life that is perfect.
Kò sí ìgbé ayé kírísítẹ́nì míì bí ó jẹ́ ìgbésí ayé àgbélébó.
There's no any other Christian life except the Christian life of the cross.
Ìgbé ayé àgbélébó ló fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
Is the life of the cross that glorifies God.
Ìgbé ayé àgbélébó ló rẹ ènìyàn sílẹ̀.
Is the Christian life of the cross that even you humbles someone.
Bí ó ṣe rẹ Kristi sílẹ̀.
As it humbles even Christ himself.
Kó tó di pé a gbéga.
Before he was exalted.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí.
But today.
Ìgbé ayé tí a fẹ́ gbé.
The life you want to live.
Ìgbé ayé Christian tí a fẹ́ gbé.
The Christian life you want to live.
Ní ìgbé ayé tó gbé àwa ga ṣùgbọ́n tó ń rẹ Kristi sílẹ̀.
Is the life that even exalts us but that humbles or even debases Christ.
Kò tí àti ẹ̀fẹ́ mọ kankan nípa pé tí ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Kristi nípa ìgbé ayé tá ń gbé.
We don't want to know anything that happens to Christ as touching the life we live.
Gbogbo ohun tó wà lọ́kàn wa ni pé ká ní tá a fẹ́ ní, ká gbà tá a fẹ́ gbà, ká débi tá a fẹ́ dé.
All we have in mind is to obtain what we want to obtain, get what we want to get to the level we want to get.
Bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé lórúkọ pé Jésù náà là ń ṣe fún mi.
Though or is all in the name that we are doing this for Christ.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ẹ bá tu wo, ẹ rí pé kì í ṣe torí ti Kristi bí ò jẹ́ torí ara ẹni.
But when you check this very well, you see it's not for Christ's sake but for your own sake.
Kò wá dúró lórí nǹkan kan ẹyọkan, ó dúró lórí gbogbo ìgbé ayé wa.
And it's not on a specific thing, it has to do with all spheres of our lives.
Tó fi dórí ìgbé ayé wa nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ pẹ̀lú.
Even to the extent of the ministry. Many of us do not even live the Christian life of the cross in the ministry. We see ourselves as being superior to Christ even in the ministry.
We see ourselves more than we see Christ in the ministry.
Ari arawa ju bi a se ri Christ lo ninu ise iranse.
Bawo la se ri arawa?
How do we see ourselves?
Ari arawa pe
we see ourselves that
gege bi iranse Olorun
as ministers of God.
O ye kin ni eleyi?
I'm supposed to have
this. O ye kin debi?
I'm supposed to get to this level.
O ye kin lo bayi?
I'm supposed to go this way.
O ye kin won se eleyi fun mi?
He's supposed to do this for me.
Okan ninu ti o ba mi leru ju ninu igbe aye wa ge bi Christian papa iranse Olorun ni ti won pe ni entitlement mentality.
One of the things that frightens the man of God most is what we call entitlement mentality.
So ti mo ba ti di iranse Olorun,
the moment I become a minister of God,
o ye won mo gbe mi gege ni.
I'm supposed to be heard in high
esteem. O ye won mo bo mi ni.
They are supposed to even be paying homage to me.
O ye ki won mo bo mi.
And they are supposed to even be feeding me.
So
I'm supposed to use the best material even among them because of my call. And when the man of God thinks about all this, they say that they see themselves even more than how they see Christ.
Well,
truth, they claim they're preaching Jesus. But the preaching of Jesus is for their own person again. It's like the politicians who claim they're serving us. In the true sense that they're serving us, how do they serve us? Is it in the money, the personal money they spend for us? The man of God is not trying to ridicule our leaders.
Either
in the politics, or in the economy,
sphere,
or even in the education. The Lord says we should respect all authorities because of the great job they doing. But if it has to do with the politics, it should be for the service of the nation. It should not be by even cheating, the people. And you claim you're serving us. Also in the ministry, we have honor to even give to the ministers of God.
But
it's not according to what they feel they're entitled to, but according to what the scripture says we should give them.
So,
there's no sphere of life that the life of the cross does not touch as a Christian. There's no sphere that it doesn't touch. So wherever we are doing, the scripture said if we eat, if we drink, whatever we are doing, we should do all to the glory of God. But the moment we do anything for our own self glory, we have put the cross aside. Man of God told us last month that this is what the life of the cross means. If we say that Christians should live the life of the
cross,
the man of God told us it starts from dying with Christ. If that is not there, so anyone that thinks he can do those things, no, he should forget those things. He says much about dying with Christ.
But
I
agbelebo ti Christiani.
He wants to talk about the Christian life of the cross.
Ni ona miran.
In another dimension.
Or igbe aye igbese aye ti agbelebo fun Christiani. O je kiku si ese ati si ara.
The Christian life of the cross is death even to sin and even to flesh, to the flesh. And when we talk about sin, we're talking about the flesh. When we talk about the flesh, we're talking about sin. The man God will explain how they are interrelated. He says sin is disobedience to God. The sin that is a disobedience to God came into our lives through Adam and Eve.
The scripture
said by one man's no sin came to the world and death through sin.
Adam.
And that person Noah was the person of Adam. Now when he was disobedient to God, it meant sin. Because disobedience is sin. Sin is disobedience. As the sin came into the world, and man became disobedient. The sin that came into man now created another nature in man. And that is what is called the flesh. We also call it the Adamic nature. That is, the how we are according to human nature. It wasn't God that created us that way. We became that through the disobedience of Adam and Eve. We became that. Seeing that we call disobedience came in. The moment Adam was disobedient to the rule of God, as he was disobedient, disobedience became sin. Because sin is disobedience. Disobedience is sin. But it came in. It created another nature in her. And that is what we call the Adamic nature. So when we talk about dying to the flesh, being dead to the flesh, to the things. It's also we call being dead even to the flesh. The scripture uses the two interwovenly.
So
is that the mention we want to consider today? Christian life of the cross, it means man is dead to sin. Man cannot be dead to sin if he is not even dead with Christ. Say the word no death. It means separation. When we say being dead with Christ, you say Christ came to the world. He separated himself even to God. He pulled down his glory. He put on the form of a servant. And we saw him in the form of man. He humbled himself into the point of death.
Even
the point of the death of the cross. So when we ask to die with Christ, so what we say is as Christ did, We should die with him.
Báwo la ṣe ń kú pẹ̀lú Kristi?
How do we become dead with Christ?
Ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbàgbọ́ ni.
It's about faith.
Bí a ṣe sọ pé kẹ gba Jésù gbọ́.
As you were told, believe in the Lord Jesus.
Kẹ gba Jésù Olúwa gbọ́, a gbà ọ́ là.
Believe in the Lord Jesus and ye shall be saved.
Bẹ́ẹ̀na tó sì jẹ́ pé gbàgbọ́ la fi ń ṣe yẹn.
It's through faith we do that.
Bẹ́ẹ̀na ni ká kú pẹ̀lú Kristi.
The same way is even being dead with Christ.
Ìgbésẹ̀ ìgbàgbọ́ ni.
Is a step of faith.
Wọ́n ní kó lọ sí ibì kan ní ìsúkọ́ pé kí wọ́n wá kàn máa gbélé ìbú bí wọ́n ṣe kan Jésù máa gbélé.
You are not asked to go to a place and be crucified even like Christ was crucified.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó ṣe wá sọ́dọ̀ Kristi.
But as you have come to Christ,
so, gba Jesu gbọ,
as you have believed in the Lord Jesus,
na, ni o ku pẹlu Christi,
the same way you are going to die with Christ,
nipa igbagbọ,
even through faith,
nkan ta ba ma ṣe pẹlu Ọlọrun,
whatever we are going to do with God,
nkan ta ba ma ṣe ninu Christi,
whatever we are going to do in Christ,
o jẹ nkan igbagbọ,
they are all things of faith.
So ba si pe igbesẹ igbagbọ ta gbagbọ.
So as we took the step of faith and we believed in him,
o kun fun ẹsẹ wa,
he died for our sin.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà la gbọ́dọ̀ gbagbọ ká kú pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
The same thing we have to believe by dying with him.
Ìyẹn ni mo sọ fún ní oṣù tó kọjá pé.
That's what the man God told us last month.
Kí kú fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa tí Jésù kú fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa.
That as Christ died for our sin.
O ló mú ìdáláre fún wa.
That brought justification unto us.
Ṣùgbọ́n a gbọ́dọ̀ dára wa pọ̀ pẹ̀lú ikú yẹn.
But we must identify ourselves with him in the death.
Ìyẹn ni ó wà á mú ìgbé ayé ìyàsọ́tọ̀ wá, ìgbé ayé ẹni tí a yàsọ́tọ̀.
And that will bring a life of separation.
Àti ẹni tí a yà sí mímọ́.
And someone that is sanctified.
So tí a tá a bá wá gbé ìgbésẹ̀ ayé pa kú pẹ̀lú Kristi.
So we don't live the life that we are dead with Christ.
A ní lè gbé ìgbé ayé pé ẹni tí a yà sí mímọ́.
Will not be able to lead a sanctified life.
Torí àwọn tó kú pẹ̀lú Kristi.
Because those that are dead with Christ.
Àwọn ni wọ́n gbára iyè.
Are the ones that will take the body of life.
Tí wọ́n lè gbé ìgbé ayé ètí Ọlọ́run.
That they will be able to live the life God, you know, wants them to live.
Ìgbà tá a bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní orí kẹfà ìwé Rome.
When we started in chapter 6 of Romans,
Eripa ti mu láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkẹrin níjọ yẹn.
Say we picked from verse 1, we started verse 4 that day.
Mo wá fẹ́ ká mu láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn-ún ní ìsinsìnyí sílẹ̀.
The man of God wants us to pick from verse 5 now.
Ó ní tó bá ti jẹ́ pé a ti fi ikú sin wá pọ̀ pẹ̀lú Kristi.
So if we have been planted together in the lightning of his death.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú nípa àfarawé ikú rẹ̀.
Even we shall also in the lightning of his.
A ó sì sọ wá pọ̀ pẹ̀lú nípa àfarawé àjíǹde rẹ̀.
We shall also in the lightness of his resurrection.
Kíkú pẹ̀lú Kristi.
Being dead with Christ.
O ló mú wa ní gbígbé ìgbé ayé Jésù.
That enables us to live the life of Christ.
Ngba ta wa de ese kefa unless ese bi marun la fe kan be abi mefa.
We want to read like 5 verses even from 5 to 10.
Ngba ta de ese to tele.
When we get to the next verse.
Oni tori awa me yi pe
says knowing this that
a kan ogbologbo okunrin wa mo agbele ebu pelu re.
Our old man is crucified with him.
E ri pe mo so pe ipa igbagbo la fi ma ku. I mean, la fi ma ku pẹlu Kristi.
The man God has said, is through faith we are going to die with Christ.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ló jẹ́ pé nípa ìgbàgbọ́.
The same way.
Ni a ó kú sí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti sí ẹ̀dá Adam.
It's through faith we are going to die to sin and the Adamic nature.
Ọkùnrin wa ń túmọ̀ nípa ẹ̀mí mọ́ wa ń sọ fún wa bí ó ṣe ṣe.
And through the Holy Spirit, this man, you know, was explaining.
Ó ní bí ó ṣe ṣe nìyí o.
This is how it will be.
Ṣé ẹ rí bó ṣe jẹ́ pé nípa àti àmọ́ ẹ̀ ó ní àwa mọ èyí pé.
Says we knowing this.
Báwo la ṣe mọ èyí pé.
How do we know this?
Bá a ṣe mọ̀ pé.
How we know this.
Ní nípa ìgbàgbọ́.
It's true faith.
Kì í ṣe ọ̀nà lọ́nà míì.
It's not through any other means.
A mọ èyí pé.
We know this.
Kì í ṣe pa fìlẹ̀.
It's not that we felt it,
but
we know it. We know it through faith.
Niwon gba ti akan ogbologbo okunrin wa ma gbele bu pelu re.
That as our whole man is crucified within him.
Yen ni pe nipa igbagbo.
That is through faith.
Nitori pe a ti ku pelu Christ.
Since we are dead with Christ.
Jerry. Adam, the
Adamic nature, also called the old man. Why is it called the old man? The reason is the old serpent. Compromised and sold the idea to man, and man also went into that. So as the old serpent was used, also the old man was used for what that nature brought out in her.
So
the old man, the Adamic nature even created in us through disobedience. The scripture says we know
this. The
man of God wants us to begin to examine the life of faith as it has to do with the life of the cross. Many people will say they cannot live the life of the cross. It's because they do not believe. It has no any other means or solution than faith. But many of us have not got to the level of knowing that. Why is it that he has not known that? You don't know it? Why he hasn't known that is because he hasn't believed.
Okay.
Do we know that Christ died for our sins? I know we know that. We must know that the old man is crucified with Christ, with the cross. That is where the shortcoming comes first. Many will claim they don't have the grace is because they don't believe. They don't believe. You believe that Christ died for your sin. You don't believe that your old man is crucified with Christ. And you don't believe that. There's no way you want to live a victorious life. What you
will
be saying every time is, please save me, is this Adamic nature. Because you don't believe that he's been crucified, you will cry. You don't believe that it's there. You don't believe that you don't have contact again. And also it means you don't believe that the work of Christ is perfect. You don't know it. You don't accept it. That's the level many Christians are. And that's why they find themselves in even shortcomings. Because the self faith is supposed to take. In as much as they believe that Christ died for them, and he is resurrected for them, they did not proceed to believe that. That the old man, that is the Adamic nature, has been crucified with Christ. How do you want to live a victorious life? When you believe in your heart,
that's your belief. You still believe that the old man is alive in you, is very potent, very strong, dominating your life. There is no way you can escape.
O si to gbagbo pe ogbologbo okunrin yen wa laaye ninu re, o ni agbara, o n dari re ko si bo se fe gbe igbe aye asegun.
So if you keep somebody so pe ko se o kan tun te sibe.
So whatever it tells you to do, then you just swing to that.
O gbagbo
because you do not believe.
No, don't lo gbagbo pe Jesu ku fun.
But truth, you believe Jesus died for you.
O gbagbo pe ogbologbo okunrin na fi come out.
But you don't believe that the old man has been crucified even with Christ.
These
people of God is very important.
Well, as dupe lowo Olorun fun ona ti emi mo fi ti enu Paul soro yi.
And we thank God for how the Holy Spirit explains this
to Paul. Oh, and eredi nta fi kan ogbologbo okunrin wa ni ogbologbo okunrin ni ma gbelebo. Ki lo pe eredi e?
What the essence of the old man being crucified with the cross?
Eredi e ni pe kia le pa are seun
is that the body of sin might be destroyed.
Sha ti kan okunrin ogbologbo ni ma gbelebo.
Is the old man being crucified?
Sha mo be.
Do we know that?
Ki se mimo ti ogbon ori.
Is not the theoretical knowledge of it.
Mimo ti pe okodoro bo se ri gan ni.
Is the practical knowledge of it.
Opolopo wa la le ku sibi adura pe Oluwa mo nfe nkan bayi fun mi tori pa agbawo pe yo fun wa.
Many of us can die in the place of prayer of you, I want this, please give me, because we believe he's going to give us.
Wa agbagbo pe
that we don't believe that
kan ogbologbo okunrin ma
the old man has been crucified.
Igbagbo wa ni pe
I believe this.
O si le se gbogbo n to ba fe se nipasẹ wa.
The old man can still do whatever he wants to do through us.
Enikan so ninu ngba ti won so nti Olorun ko won ninu eko ta ko.
Someone shared when he was shared what God taught.
One day, I won't tan ba fe se nkan kan, won wa ah Jesus o se be o pe ka won se.
Whenever he wants to do something, we think Jesus will not do this.
Tabi ke kan be lo wa ran won pe se nti mo fe se, se Jesus se.
Or he will ask himself, this thing I want to do, will Jesus do this?
Eyin ya mi mo.
Please say.
Se mo fe tenuma agbegbe die.
The man God wants to emphasize this.
On conscience to pa wa ku lo
is the one thing that keeps even killing us.
Ti a fi gbe igbe aye tagbelebu
that we fall short of living the life of the cross.
Ni wipe
is that
agbagbo.
We don't believe.
Sheri etin die kin so ile fun wa.
So the Magog wants to tell us this. There's nothing we want to do in Jesus. There's no step we want to take in Jesus. What is the primary or the point? The primary point in our relationship with Christ is faith.
Shubon ba ti opolopo ba lo igbagbo. Oro kan lo igbagbo lati gba nkan lowo Olorun nikan won lo fun won lo igbagbo lati gbe igbe aye to Olorun fe.
Many will only use faith to obtain something from God but not to live the life God expects from them.
O ma n jo mi loju ngba ti pe koko Christian ba to ba kan igbe aye ifara eniji igbe aye ifara eni rubo igbe aye ka farada nkan ka farada ya won sa fun patapata. What type of faith?
The man of God is always surprised when it comes to commitment, even sacrifice. Some will run away from that and they claim they have faith. What kind of faith is that?
They
just found up going to the mountain or place of prayer asking for God's blessing.
That
they should pray that God should make them to overcome the enemy.
You know, last year, I saw Pupo Nupa spiritual warfare.
My God is happy that we talked much about spiritual warfare even last year. You remember all prayers and all times.
So, adura kan na ta fi ngba pe Olorun o fun wa ni bukun.
The same prayer we used to say God should give us blessing.
O je ki n tun so mi o gbe dada.
Igbagbo kan na. Rephrase that.
Igbagbo kan na ta fi ngba adura pe Olorun o fun wa ni nkan.
The same faith we used to pray that God should give us something.
Na ni igbagbo ti a fi gbadura pe Oluwa
You see, the same phrase we're going to use to pray that, Lord, I want to live the life of the cross. Why do I want to live the life of the cross?
Because
the life you express me to live. Why do I want to live the life of the cross? Because the nature of sin in me is there. The Adamic nature in me, the old man in me, is there. No more
life.
And I'm alive with Christ.
So,
where will the Adamic nature realize hardly her to do its will? It's through faith we do that.
So, what about the
if you compromise that, oh, I don't have power for that, it's not through your power you have to do that. It's through your power you became saved. How do you become saved? It's through faith in Christ.
So
it's not through your own power we're talking about, but through faith. You know that the old man is crucified even with Christ. That's the work God has done for everyone who has believed Christ. That how Christ has seen, God has seen that you died with Christ.
Then the
and God has taken the old man in you as crucified him.
But
if you don't want to believe, so you are activating him even to continue. There's no other power or weapon God can use. You cause the man of God anywhere. If you don't believe that the old man has been crucified with Christ, and you live your life accordingly, there is no other thing God will do. The man of God believes in prayer. That when we commit sin, we cry to God to forgive us, he will forgive. But that does not save you from such
sin.
What saves you from such sin is not your prayer. It's your life of faith. It's your life of faith. So many children of God will say there is the Adamic nature. The Adamic Christ God has crucified with the cross. Then you have to believe in that, because it's true that God can save you from the sin. God cannot save from the Adamic nature, the old man, if you don't believe that if the old man is dead and crucified
because.
When you see some people leading prayer or praying about sin, you feel the moment it gets out there, you begin to live holy life. But the moment it's done with the prayer and it gets out, the Okada man that even swaps to his side, it will begin to even curse the person. What has happened to this prayer? What was really missing? It's faith.
Oh, I saw you pray.
They said,
"Kia wa mashe, kale pare shemu. Kia wa mashe sin shema."
That the body of sin might be destroyed, that therefore we should not serve sin.
Sherry,
being dead to sin is a victory over sin. Christ, God has done this in Christ. He only wants us to work, will walk in the faith. And that is it. And we will walk in that victory. Will not serve the body of sin. My God wants to talk a little on this. Even serving the body of sin is different from committing sin. To serve the body of sin is different from to commit sin. It's possible for a Christian to commit sin because of carelessness. But God would not want us to serve the body of sin. Anyone who is a Christian that is even serving sin, you know what has caused that? He has not believed. He doesn't believe in the work God has done on the old man. He may claim to believe in the mouth, but doesn't believe in the doing, in the practice. There is the practical faith. There is the mouth faith. There is operational or working faith. Even the claiming the one that only professes it. The working faith is what we call obedience. And that is what God uses to say. The belief in just professing it cannot do anything. Please give me another verse. That's verse 7. He says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Is freed from sin. Who is he that is dead? Someone who has believed. How is he dead? Is dead with Christ. Christ that first died, that was even delivered from sin, free from sin. And the one that is dead with Christ is also freed from sin. Because he believes in what God has done on the old man, and is working on that. Please, the next verse. Now, if we be dead with Christ,
now,
you see how interwoven all these things are. Why did he say, but if we be dead with Christ, why is that? Why is that? It's possible and it may not be possible. It's possible for someone to claim he believes but he's not even dead with Christ. And the second way,
that
if we be dead with Christ, and it can be for the consideration. Do you also consider this? If we claim we are dead with Christ, and since when Christ died, who resurrected him? Who raised him to life?
Baba,
God the Father that raised him back to life. He died as a man, and God raised him again.
Now, Christi ku.
And the Bible says, if we be dead with Christ, you think about that.
So what you think about Christi ku?
So it is possible that we are dead with Christ.
We are dead.
As we learned this last month. So if we are dead with Christ, if it is so, and it is true in God, except we have not accepted that through faith. So if we be dead with Christ, now says we believe that we shall also live with him.
Oh, glory.
If we be dead with him, what will happen to us?
Automatically,
we shall automatically even live with him.
Oh, nisha kankan shembe.
You don't have any work to do there. Than for you to just be dead with Christ. For you to believe that you are dead with Christ. And the moment you're dead with him, you are not the one to raise yourself. Who is going to raise
it?
It's the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead.
Will
quicken even your mortal body. When we get to chapter 8, that is there. You don't know what the book, the epistle to the Romans said about
this.
So if we be dead with Christ, there's nothing else.
You
cannot even rise with him by his power. It's the power of God that will do that.
He
says, we believe that.
Still by faith, or
it's still about faith. And what shall we do with him this time around? How did we die with him? It's through faith. What kind of faith did I call that? Working faith. Working faith. Not theoretical faith.
It's like,
now God wants to bring it from another perspective. The life that you will die with Christ and even resurrect with Christ. Now God wants to bring it from another perspective. That was what happened to the three Hebrews, Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego. When they go to the land of captivity, what were they supposed to do there? Especially for the opportunity they were given. They were supposed to eat and drink and to just die there. But it shows the glory of God there. When they were asked to eat the delicacies of the king, and they were like, we are dead to all this. How were they dead to all this? Through faith. These things do not move us. Eating the delicacies. All these foods, they are not the ones we can eat. And how were they alive with him? Through faith. They asked their eunuch, just test us on Paris alone. And you see how we're going to look. Don't fear.
It's
in God we do all we do. Because we are alive for God. Existence here in the land of captivity is not for ourselves. Though we were taken away from the land of Israel, we were taken away from where the temple is. The temple is not taken out of us. The many of us, the moment we leave the vicinity of where people of God can see us, we become some harder things. Because we are like Israel that left Egypt, that Egypt was still very much in
there.
Many of us Christians, we claim we have left Egypt, the world, and we have put up the burden of sin, but it is not, it has not left us. People see that in us, in everything we do. When we talk about some other people, oh, he's a Christian, you say, is this a Christian? He said, if you talk about Christian, don't mention this one, we know what he does, or what he does. He's just doing...
Okay.
Somewhere. Maybe he's trying to even deceive you in the church. We know he's an elder in your place. But just because you have not seen it.
No,
we are all the same. The person can even say, he's not really one of you, you just see him as one of you. And some will say, which Jesus are you talking about?
He's
not the same Jesus you claim this person has believed. He said, it's a lie, everyone is looking for money. What has he done? Why was that said about him? Because he does not live the life of the cross.
Because
he sees sin dominating his life. The Lord will help us. Verse
8.
Okay, please, verse 9. Knowing that
Christ
has been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no what? Has no power over him. Because he has come out in the, with a new body, and he cannot die again. And the last verse, for in that he died, he died unto what? Unto
him.
Once. That is what is supposed to be a life of faith. Christ is dead to these things. But that he liveth, unto God. Unto God. That's what it means. The life of the cross. To be dead to sin. To be separated from sin.
It's
not in the theoretical even knowledge or belief, but in the working faith, not to serve sin again, but to be alive unto God. And the man God will quickly check how it was said to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 5.
Efumini ese ikerinlelo 24.
Verse 24.
Thank you. I want to say to Christ Jesus.
And they that are Christ.
Have
crucified the flesh,
the
affections and loves. No, we have checked the genesis of this from
Romans.
You see the way it is describing Galatians now.
Only I want to say to Christ
that they that are Christ, what he said they have done, they have done what? They that are Christ have crucified
Ara
flesh. The Adamic nature in them,
they
have crucified it.
You
can begin to ask ourselves that. That probably these things contradictory.
In Romans
we say,
you know
that we are crucified, the old man is crucified.
Okay, and
here we're saying those that the Christ have crucified,
the flesh,
who does this work.
Now,
Peace is not trying to say we are going to do this. When the Peace to the Romans was saying that someone has done that, there's nothing confusing there.
You
see, all that God does for us in our relationship with Him, all has even dual impact. All has dual principles. The first principle is that of God, what God will do. And the second principle is what we shall do.
There's
nowhere God does something with man
that
in the full sense of it, you don't have part to play there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Only
you have part to also play. God is God. And He has created you as a man, even in His own image, even in His own likeness.
Though
some said it's not like that for Adam, that He made man in His image, but not in His likeness.
Theoretical explanation put pe come off come off John.
So we just put that the theoretical explanation.
Shuban
birth
Nino Christ Jesus
in Christ Jesus.
So as
He made us in our image,
so
as He made us in His own likeness, He has made us in His image and in His likeness. We have roles to play. And that's what the man of God has told us. It has to do with the step of faith. It's like the epistle to
Galatians.
If you claim you are a Christian,
you
have this duty, this role to crucify yourself to the cross.
It's a responsibility. You will have to die. Submit yourself unto death. If you don't submit yourself unto death, God cannot kill you. You will have to submit unto death. So your step of faith is by which you now submit yourself unto death. And then you now crucify your flesh. Your flesh, that is the Adamic nature in you.
Ise da Adamu ninu re.
You have now crucified it.
O wa kan ma gbelebu
with Christ.
Pelu Christi.
Awon ti an je ti Christi.
Those that are Christ, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh, is a responsibility. And what would they used to do that?
Eh? Thank you.
It is faith.
They
have crucified the flesh
with
the affections and love. That's one of the things we have to believe.
That
what is known with the Adamic nature, since we know with the Adamic nature, they have to do with affections and lust.
They
say the affections and the laws are completely against that of God.
So that's
what he's been talking about from verse 19.
Saying
that the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Which of those works of the flesh is of God? So they have to crucify this with his affection and
love.
You see the cross.
It symbolizes
three things.
The first is
separation.
Iyapa.
Separation.
Ṣugbọn ki iyapa yen ma ko to ṣẹlẹ.
Before the separation takes place,
o tun fun wa ni aworan.
It also gives us a picture.
Itiju.
Of shame. Also, it gives us a picture of suffering.
Sherry, kupelu Christi.
That been dead with Christ.
Meteta ni o sise re nu aye.
It we work all these three in us.
Yo sise pe ati ya kuro nu aye patapata.
To do the work that we are separated completely from the world.
Sugar ati darama Jesu.
But we have identified ourselves with Christ.
Yo sise wipe.
And to do the work that
yo mu itiju wa.
To bring shame upon us.
Kini mo ni yo mu wa.
To bring what? One of the reasons we have not crucified the old man with his last daring is because we are running away from shame. But the Bible says that he despised no shame. He despised shame. There will be shame in it. Not only shame. What else is there?
Eh?
Suffering.
Shewari. Because
we don't want shame. And we don't want suffering. We keep the flesh to be enjoying itself. Go and think very well.
This
is where the man of God will stop tonight. Maybe
we'll
talk more about this next month.
Iyapa.
Separation.
Itiju.
Shame.
Atiya.
And suffering.
Gbogbo ara awon nkan to wa.
All these are in the cross.
We
should talk about these later. And these three things make us run away from the cross. We don't want separation. We want to be part of Christ, but we don't want to separate from the world, from the sin. We don't want shame. And we don't want suffering. But there is none that wants to carry the cross.
Our brother
knows sang a song when he was reviewing the
Jesus
last
one.
Said, Jesus, I carried my cross to follow you. Wretched and despised, thou hast all things for me. If all my materials are lost, even all thoughts, still I'm rich.
Temini Christi.
Mine is Christ.
The
people may even
mumisumoni.
They will just only make me to draw closer to you. There could be temptations on my way. No matter what comes.
Temini Christi at home.
Mine is Christ in heaven. If we are running away from separation, from shame, and from suffering,
we
would not be able to live the life of even crucifying ourselves with a cross.
Let's
bow our heads and pray. Amen.
Abere fun iranlowo lati gbe igbe aye igbagbo.
Amen.
Lati gbe igbese igbagbo.
Amen.
Tafu le se kiku si eda Adam ati si ese.
Amen.
Oluwa wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
Oju se ta ni Oluwa je ka le se.
Amen.
Ogo ni fun oruko.
Hallelujah.
Jesu Oluwa wa.
Amen.